Well, after having breakup conditions for most of November, December, and January, it's finally gotten cold again. And that's good news because I'm over at Trustworthy Hardware and Fishing. And for the last, how many years, Haley?
It'll be 28 this year of in its official capacity that we know it, but probably over 30 now with the old store. So
never have you thought of having to cancel it because the no ice in February. And here it is, February, and the good news is you're not canceling it, but let's give people an update who are concerned, because a lot of us, not only have we had our skis or ice skates or snow machines out, we haven't been able to walk across the street. But ice fishing, we're going to go.
Yeah, so ice fishing is a go. The Derby is a go. Just with last weekend's rain, we were a little concerned about ice conditions, but it's been an awfully cold week here, 5 days or so. I've been out drilling on lakes today, and we had a couple guys out giving us some good reports. So all of the lakes I've been to, Scout, Longmire, Sport, have shown over a foot of ice, and that was all black ice with just a couple inches of cloudy ice up top. So we're going to open up the lakes and open up the Derby. However, just due to different conditions out in Cooper Landing, all of our big lakes, so that's going to be Hidden Lake, Kenai Lake, all the Skilak Lake system, and then also including Tustamina Lake down in Kasilof. Lots of those guys haven't even been able to build ice, and that was a lot with wind conditions and warm weather this year. So out of an abundance of safety, we're just going to preemptively close those to the Derby. So it's going to look different this year because I know a lot of guys like to go out there for some bigger lake trout, some big rainbows. But we're still excited that it's still good conditions to get everybody out. We are still kind of in that kind of very cold, and I saw on the weather that it's start to get warm by next week, Saturday, again, warming up to the high 20s and 30s. So just if you guys decide to go out, just go out with an abundance of caution and, you know, just practicing ice safety. And if there's at any point you think maybe it's not safe conditions, just always get off the ice and try again later. It's not going to be worth it for someone to go through there. So
even our veterans that go out there every year and that have fished it every year, it's going to be different getting on the ice because of all the overflow of the rain that we had. So should people, how should they be careful about getting out onto the hard ice?
Yeah, so actually there's no overflow out right now. Everything is actually frozen all the way up, so drilling through, which is fantastic. So if we get another warm weekend like last weekend where it does rain, typically you want to be careful on the edges. Those are what's going to deteriorate the fastest. And just being cautious. If you see patches of ice when there's standing water on the lake, that it looks a lot darker than other areas, just try and avoid those areas. Those tend to be where water is moving a little bit more. So whether there's a creek on that side of the lake, or sometimes springs will start popping up through the ice, just try and avoid those areas. As always, you can always reach out to the refuge. You can reach out to the wildlife troopers, fishing game. You can try and call us. We're going to try and stay as up to date as possible in ice conditions. But all those, you know, official agencies do have guys who go out and check a little bit more regularly than we can. And they have good information. So make sure to always, if you're uncertain, check your resources and to make that decision.
Well, that's good news, especially if those who are pandemic with cabin fever. I mean, getting outside is what it's all about, and this is going to be the best way to do it. And tell us about the Derby this year and how they enter the Derby, because you have to come into the store first before you go fishing.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have that sign up here at the front counter, and we do ask that you guys sign up before you go out fishing to be able to qualify to be entered. We started it last year, and I am going to have it again this year, where you can also visit our Facebook or website, and there is a Google form you can fill out online, especially for our guys in Seward, Homer, Cooper Landing, where it's quite a trek to get in here. Gives that you guys that option. I'm going to leave that open through the first week of February, and then we shut that down just so it just kind of makes it easier for people. But yeah, the Derby is a go. I'm expecting some more smaller fish, so some more dollies and rainbows, hopefully some grayling off of Scout. It's probably going to be limited on lake trout. Summit Lake is a part of the Derby. I know a lot of people don't think about that, but on the way up to Anchorage, that is a Kenai Peninsula lake. So I know they stocked those with Lakers a couple years ago, so they are growing to a decent catchable size. If you want to make that trek up in Cooper Landing to trout or I forget the other lake up there, but those guys, just again, be very cautious, but those are quite up at a higher altitude, so if you want to make that trek, that's where you can get some bourbon or some bigger Lakers. But yeah, we're expecting a different year, definitely, but we're very excited. We have lots of people coming in asking, seeing if it's going to go, lots of kids coming in. That's always our favorite part of the Derby. So,
and when your granddad started this 30 years ago, that's what it was all about, is to get the family out, get that lifetime experience with you and your kids or your grandkids or your great-grandkids when they catch their first fish. Photo ops are just aplenty here when you have your awards ceremony. And being in the store right now, there are all kinds of ice fishing gear. You can be so comfortable out there. It'll be easier than being in your living room with all the Eskimo augers and tents. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we're starting to run out of some Eskimo tents. We have them at 15% off right now, but we have the Outbreak and the Quick Fish series, and those guys are both insulated, so especially on a week like this week, that makes all of the difference in the world. Keeps you warm. Make sure you grab a buddy heater, just kind of keep those temperatures up, and it makes it a much more enjoyable experience instead of sitting out, you know, in sub-zero temperatures on the ice, and especially if you get a little bit of wind chill, that gets miserable quickly. But kudos to the guys who do tough it out and go out there, but you don't have to do that to get out to enjoy this kind of weather and to get out and enjoy the Derby. So
now that you've heard from Paul's granddaughter, you know she knows what she's talking about. She was born and raised ice fishing. The Ice Fish Derby is an annual event. Get out there, get on the ice, and get some prizes, too. Merle Sikorski with Haley, the Derby Queen, over at Trustworthy Hardware, returning you to that ice fishing sound of KSRM.